Traders, I got a concussion today from all the whiplash in the market. We get a gap down on Monday. Everyone's scared. We get a major rally on Tuesday, 1.43% up in the SPY, and nobody knows what's happening next. So here you are watching the market overview and trying to gauge how to handle this and get better educated for your financial future. So that's what I'm going to do today. So like the video, subscribe to the channel. Let's get started off with the news, and then we'll dive into our picks, our plays, what we can see happening in the market, and more. So stock market, Monday, coronavirus, big fear. Tuesday, coronavirus, we're up on it. Who knows if this is actually affecting the market? What I'm thinking right now is that the market makers are just trying to play you guys. And if you got played, comment below and let me know. But this is just real big education. And this is a lesson I want to drive home to all the traders here. The news and the headlines are not meant to make you money. They're actually meant to lose you money. They're meant to initiate some type of emotion, some type of FOMO, so you buy at the top and sell at the bottom. And that's what a lot of people do just from the news, unfortunately. So if you're following the news and you're a slave to it, just know you're getting played. Once the news comes out, you're typically late. Most people sell the news, buy the rumor. So if you see the news and you're buying the news, you're doing the opposite of big money. If you're doing the opposite of big money, you're gonna lose. They're smart people and they're here to take your money every day. So here's what you can expect inside this video: a general market update. We want to see what's happening with the SPY, what we can learn, and the techniques and trading strategies we can gain from it. AMC, I got a big update for my AMC apes out there. A booga booga, dooga dooga. And we got three charts I got in my trading group, which got released today. I'm going to drop them here inside this video for free for you all. So yesterday, money rotated out of the market, and where did it go? That was the question we were trying to ask ourselves in the video yesterday, because hedge funds, they need to stay in the market. If they're in cash, people are gonna laugh at them and they're not gonna put money into their hedge fund anymore. So bonds, stocks, Bitcoin, and metal, they were all rotated out of. There was no money going into those, and we saw the US dollar pop, which tells me people were just gonna buy the dip. So they're just creating some fear so they can buy the dip. And that's what happened today. So we saw money just out of the market. It doesn't stay out long. And we saw that actually pop back in the market today for an Uber rally. And I can tell you exactly how you could have been prepared for this with one trading strategy we use inside our trading group. So again, the market, nice trend line, bounced off of it, confirmed it. Insane pattern right here. So right now I'm expecting consolidation, chop chop, maybe even one more move to all-time highs. Who knows? Breadalerts.com, let's check out the option flow there. $9.7 million in calls, $9.6 million in puts total. This tells me balanced, the market's unbiased on a direction, big money is just hedging both sides at this point. So yesterday we saw $40 million in puts for August, and that worries me. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if it was just trading within that one day, they were just trading $40 million in puts, or maybe they were selling puts, but either way, that might mean a drop in the next couple weeks, but looking at the market today, maybe not. So again, option flow is hard to read, but the better we get from it, the more we can understand it. Let's pull up the ADD right here. So this is one strategy that I've killed it personally. A lot of traders in my group, I've been teaching it daily. I got text today, Matt, I had 500% on ADD. Matt, this has been scalping me just for wins all the time. And a lot of people have been using it daily. So advanced decline, I have one rule, one setup that works many times. This is where if we open up at 1,000 and we run to 1,500, that's where you buy calls and try to hold them for the rest of the day. For this, we opened up at 1,000, ran to 1,500, even 2,000 today in the SPY. And if you're buying puts, you were losing money and you were going against one of the macro biggest, easiest trends you could have spotted. So SPY today went 426 all the way to 420, 432. 6 points in the SPY is like 5 to 1,000% on options for tomorrow. So plenty of people took advantage and plenty of people finally pick up this nugget of value I've been trying to give to them. So I'm pretty pumped to hear that. Now, we shall move on to AMC. The apes are going to be pumped because I got some bullish news for you guys. I'm not going to give you all the bad stuff. I know you guys can't handle it. One day you might be able to, but here I'm going to feed the bulls, feed the AMC bulls, and you're going to be excited on the knowledge I'm going to drop here. So we did show divergence on the market mover indicator on AMC, which led to a rally. And this is an indicator for my traders in my trading group. If you need it, just DM Smiling Lynn. And this showed us just a short-term rally, but I think we have more legs to it, and here's why. There's something called FTDs. It's all over Twitter. It's all over Wall Street Bets, and it's the latest for the bulls here. So the bulls are thinking these FTDs really piled up and are going to have to cover. So we went from 40,000 FTDs to 4 million FTDs, and these are at the $56 price for AMC. And an FTD in general, let's talk about it, is a failure to deliver. This could be a short position that never covered or a long position that never sold. Considering these are at $56, $57, I'm assuming they're short positions that never covered, because why would the big money want to cover at 57 when they can just manipulate the stock, get it down to 37 and cover there? So that's what I'm thinking might have happened this week. We're starting to see the FTDs finally covering. And let me pull up one more chart here and we'll dive into this a little bit more. But the FTD spikes lead to more rallies in AMC. You saw a spike here in the FTDs, which led to the $5 to $10 rally. You saw huge spikes in the $10 region, which led to the $10 to the $70 run in AMC. You saw a spike here, the most insane and the widest, the biggest area spike in the FTDs, starting from 57 and going out. So this could just fuel that rally even higher. Again, I am not a bull, I'm not a bear, I'm just here to make money. But what I've learned from this AMC rally is incredible. I've learned so much that I thought this isn't possible. It can't be this valuation. It doesn't make sense, but it can. And the more I look into it, the more I see that these guys are smart what they're doing, their due diligence, their D&D. I'm pretty pumped to actually know the inside internals on what moves this stock. And again, this is just for me in the future, but honestly, I might be playing some AMC soon for calls. I'm no longer fearing the upside like most people are. And so here we are. Let's talk about the borrowing rate for AMC. Right now, this borrowing rate is at 2%. It is in flatlined at 2% for a while. And this just means it's not attractive to borrow this stock. If more people were borrowing it and shorting it, then it would go higher because the competition produces this increase. Once the increase goes up, that's when we see the stock sell off. But right now, shorts aren't interested from what I can see. They'll get more interested when the price goes to 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. But right now, this is pretty interesting that it's so low. Moving on, let's look at breadalerts.com. We got AMC, $7 million in calls, $1.7 million in put premium. So we have a lot of bullish flow in AMC, and it was at the money, as we can see here, at the money, 40s to even 50s for the calls. So AMC is tracked by option flow. You can track it by short interest. But what I was saying and what I was looking for is if the shorts were going to cover, they're probably going to buy call options before that happens. So if the not the shorts, but the FTDs, once the FTDs start covering, we're going to see the option flow pick up. And that's what we're seeing here, the option flow pick up. So now I do think we could see $50 to even $60 again if they truly cover those FTDs, because right now the bulls are betting on the upside, so they must know something that we don't. And let's finish up this video on the third thing, my three charts for the upcoming days. And let's get started. So number one chart, these are the plays we're in or looking at for our trading group. If you want to try it, 7 days for free, we'd love to have you. We got a bunch of free stuff, a 7-day free trial, an indicator, we got books and courses. We've been doing bread alerts for free for a limited time, and a trading analytics journal soon. But aside from that, I want to give you free stuff regardless, just because I like you. But Lulu is looking like we got a triple top breakout about to happen right here. So Lulu, keep an eye on a move over 390. 400 is going to come quick. 410s and 430s could come within 1 to 2 months. The reasons we're bullish on this stock, again, I'm not throwing out options because most people just click, 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 and then they don't think. They walk away and they look back 2 weeks later and like, what happened? It went to zero. And I'm like, well, we made 30%. Where were you? So you have to understand the background because I'm not doing the option thing. Most people need to educate themselves. Education, education, education. So reasons we like this, triple top, count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 3 tops. We got engulfing candle on the weekly. That's very bullish. Engulfing candle on the weekly could lead to another runner candle next week. And we also have the EMA cloud green. So the weekly EMA cloud is green, which means we're in the macro trend, number 5. The overall trend is bullish. So as long as the EMA cloud stays green, we keep running, baby. Next up, supply zone. These are the downside worrisome points I want to show you guys. This is where we typically sell in Lulu. Whenever we're around this 370 to 380 range, we see some sellers and this could happen again. We could get pushed down. We could fall back down to the 200s in the next 4 to 7 weeks. But for now, I'm looking for that break and I'm going to see if I can get it. The weekly candle is not over, so we can't assume it's going to stay engulfed. That's another downside reason to this chart. The sell signal is coming in on the 30 minute for the market mover. Short term makes me nervous, but not a big deal again. So here's crowd, our next play we're looking at, and this is the one we're currently in for options 2 to 3 weeks out. Reasons we're bullish, it's plenty of reasons. I don't have many reasons we're bearish, so this one looks incredible. We do have all-time high momentum, so we are making all-time highs. We've just consolidated for about a week or so. Consolidation is a good entry point, so that's another reason to be bullish. The gap and green situation was awesome down here. When we gapped down and we turned it to a green candle, that's a really good sign for a rally for the next coming days. So we have the wick and the run today. So we held the trend line, we produced a wick underneath it, and we held it at the close. So I'm looking for another hold and a run on this trend line. And we also see, again, the weekly EMA cloud is green, typically bullish. When you see green, that's a trend on the EMA cloud. We want to get in with that. Right now it's consolidating, but we could produce another green cloud soon. Hidden bullish divergence is right here. It's not showing up automatically yet, but if we do reverse soon, we're going to see this make a V-shaped bottom, and this is a real big dip on not a big pullback. So hidden bullish divergence, which is a good entry point. And we also have back on top of the trend line. You see us on top of the trend line. One day down outside it, we're back on top, baby. Last play, Carvana. This one, same exact one as Lulu with a small twist. We have an engulfing candle. We have very little resistance compared to Lulu. We don't have a triple top. We don't have a lot of sellers here. We just have a clear possible run to all-time highs. So keep an eye on Carvana. You don't want to enter this stuff early. You want to confirm the breakout and you want to be ready for when it happens. If you want to get in early, fine, but understand that you could get stopped out and you're much more likely to. So the EMA cloud green, trends bullish, same thing as Lulu. And the downside is the same thing as Lulu's supply zone. Weekly candle isn't closed. Sell signals on the 30 minute. And that's all I got, guys. That's the market update on AMC. If you want to trade with me, hit the link below, and I would love to have you. If you want to see my video yesterday overviewing the market, check it out in the video to the right of me. Peace out.